Let's talk about recurrency. One of the phenomenons we find on the modern Billboard Hot 100 chart is the question of recurrency, and that is songs that fall beneath a certain threshold and are no longer being actively promoted by labels and end up falling off the charts as a result of the amount of time they've spent, even if they are still more popular than newer songs that have yet to reach the same level of popularity. There are a couple different levels of recurrency, as well as an exception to it that allows for songs to maintain positions on the charts despite having reached that particular level of week. So let's talk about recurrency and how it makes the Billboard Hot 100 different as a chart than other charts which don't have this particular feature, namely the charts in the United Kingdom. And there are consequences for this. So let's talk about recurrency and what it does and why the Billboard Hot 100 has it. So in the Billboard Hot 100, there are two levels of recurrency. If a song has been on the charts for 20 weeks, it has what I usually refer to as 50-20 rule. And that is, it has to maintain a spot in the top 50 of the Billboard Hot 100 once it has maintained a position on the chart for 20 weeks or more. Then, after a year on the charts, it hits the level of recurrency known as the 52-25 rule. That is to say, it has to be in the top 25 after 52 weeks in order to maintain a position on the chart. Most famously, currently, the song Blinding Lights by The Weeknd has been on the charts for 77 weeks and is about, as I record this, about to hit its 78th week on the chart, where it is going to likely rise to a position around number 16 or so within the charts on its 78th week on the charts, making it the third longest song to be on the charts of all time, which is immensely impressive. And it does so on a week-to-week basis, despite the fact that if it fell below number 25 on the charts, it would be removed from the charts and would no longer be on the charts any longer, because it's not being actively promoted. The Weeknd is currently working Save Your Tears and is in fact likely working on another album referred to by some as The Dawn. And The Blinding Lights is several hits old at this point. It has been on the charts for more than a year and a half and is still going strong. It is more common for songs to survive between 20 and 52 weeks, and sometimes for quite long. In fact, the general trend recently is for songs to be on the charts for longer and longer, which is why we have the 52-25 rule in the first place, because, well, it was common in previous generations for songs to have runs that were 20 weeks or shorter, even if they were huge hits. Nowadays, songs could linger on the charts for years if there wasn't some way of gently guiding them into the recurrent charts, into legacy songs, and opening up chart spaces for newer songs. So again, why is this done? I mean, this is done essentially because by the time a song has been on the charts for a year and a half, everyone knows it's one of the biggest songs of all time. It's acquired a large amount of points, a large amount of attention, and the songs usually aren't being actively worked by their labels anymore. Most acts have had one or two singles released by that time and are moving on to new projects, and the song only lingers on because it has residual support on streaming and usually a popular position in charts like Adult Contemporary or Hot Adult Contemporary that simply put a song in heavy rotation and just never let them go. That is a subject for another day, which we've already briefly discussed in looking at Soccer Momlandia, and we will likely look at again, but just we'll leave that for another day. There is, though, one exception to this rule about songs not allowing or not being allowed on the charts after they have been on the charts for either more than 20 weeks below the position of 50 or more than 52 weeks on a position of below 25. And that exception is that if the single is being actively worked again, that it can remain on the charts in those positions and not go into recurrency. There are at least two ways this tends to happen. The first way it tends to happen is with regards to holiday songs. There are numerous holiday songs that are much older than 20 weeks on the charts that return to the charts on a yearly basis because they are worked every year during the holiday season, during the months of October, November, and December. And then once Christmas hits, those songs are not played and they fall off the charts only to return the next year. The biggest example of this is All I Want for Christmas Is You, the annual hit by Mariah Carey, which has spent the last 2 years enjoying time at the number one position and has been on the year-end Hot 100 in 2020 and has clinched a spot on 2021's year-end Hot 100 already as well because of its yearly popularity and the fact that it is lodged at the top of the charts for weeks on end, or close to number one for weeks on end during that period of several weeks from October to the end of December. That's the first exception. And this is an annual exception, and it recognizes that songs can be actively promoted despite being older songs and thus can legitimately gain a spot on the charts again. The second exception is more for active songs that are still in their first chart run that are still being actively worked despite being older songs. And this tends to work mostly on country songs, Latin songs, and songs on the adult R&B charts. All three of these charts have situations where songs can have lengthy runs where they're gaining in radio play, they're being worked on the format actively, and they're also then being on the charts for longer than 20 weeks, despite not hitting a high position on the Hot 100 in general. And these three charts have this phenomenon occur relatively often in the country charts. For example, right now we have two songs that are currently on the charts that have benefited, or actually several more songs have benefited from this exception already, or are likely to in the coming weeks. So there's a song called One Too Many, a duet between Keith Urban and Pink that has been on the charts for 25 weeks, most of them spent in the chart position of 60 and below with a low peak. It has never peaked particularly highly, and the song remains on the charts weeks after its 20th week despite being below number 50 because the song is still being actively worked on country radio. In fact, as of currently, the song sits at number 12 on the country airplay charts and is still gradually rising and may remain on the country airplay charts for 5 or more weeks as the song gradually rises until it reaches its peak, which may occur after 30 or 35 weeks or whatever the case may be. If it hits number one or doesn't, we won't know until it hits that peak, and then at that point, we'll then fall off the charts at that point, unless it rises above number 50 and stays there, as is the case occasionally with songs. The other country songs fall into the same boat. Morgan Wallen, for example, has a song called Wasted on You that is still under the 20-week threshold, but is being actively worked on country radio, is gaining on streaming, and has returned to the lower reaches of the Hot 100, and still hasn't reached its 20-week threshold, but is likely to hit that within the next few weeks, and may remain on the charts after that, as long as it continues to be worked as a single to rise to whatever radio play peak it has, and then falls off naturally. This happens, as I mentioned, a lot with songs in other genres as well. It's usually viewed as a country thing, but it does happen to other genres as well. One of the most famous examples of this happening on the Billboard Hot 100 was the song El Perdón. And El Perdón was a song that by Nicky Jam and Enrique Iglesias that never hit particularly high on the charts. And yet, the song managed to end up on the year-end Hot 100 anyway. And it became famous for doing so because it did so despite not having a big chart. It peaked on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 56, but it remained on the chart for 30 weeks. And because of that, it still ended up hitting the year-end Hot 100 because of that extra time on it. And this has happened to other songs as well. But it was a non-country song that did this, and as I mentioned, this is a phenomenon that happens. Again, the song is actively worked on a format, and it then, you know, it doesn't hit in the Hot 100, but because it spent so much time on were being worked in the Hot Latin Songs, where it spent 30 weeks at the top spot. For those 30 weeks, it was on the top spot. It was not recurrent, and therefore it stayed on the Billboard Hot 100 that entire time, and eventually required enough points to make the year-end list. But most of the time it happens in country, because country has very long chart runs with very slow pickup on radio, and this is therefore not an unusual thing to happen. To give one example, in 2019, Florida Georgia Line had a song called Talk You Out of It that ended up charting for 27 weeks. It peaked at number 57, and it ended up making the year-end list despite never having hit the top 50 of the charts at all, despite having spent, you know, more than half a year on the charts altogether. And that chart, it kept on staying on the Hot 100 until it fell on radio, and then when it fell on radio, it finally fell off the charts because it was now viewed as no longer being an actively pushed single and therefore went recurrent. So that's what we have. So what other options do charts have other than recurrency? There aren't very many options that charts have to keep the charts fresh, to keep new songs open and avoid clogging up the charts with old song. Most famously, the British top 100 charts do not have recurrency rules. And as a result, the song Mr. Brightside by The Killers continually charts on the British charts, and as late as last year ended up having a year-end top 100 spot on the British charts simply because of its immense longevity, where it regularly remains in the top 100 of the charts. And that's because England has no chart recurrency in its rules. So anytime a song is in that top 100 and it is one of the top three songs from the artist, it remains. Britain does something else, though, in exchange for not doing recurrency, and that is to say, there are various other calculations that Great Britain's charts uses that lower the chart points of not active songs, and that limit an artist to three songs on the British chart simultaneously to lower album bombs and the filling of the chart with spots from popular artists. For example, this is known in England as particularly notorious because, you know, when artists release popular albums, all of the songs tend to be heavily streamed, and in the United States, those songs can all get high positions on the chart. For example, last week, when the Olivia Rodrigo album Sour debuted on the charts, all of its songs debuted or moved or stayed within the top 30. And this was true, this made the album extremely popular at the top end of the charts. And from the looks of it, all those songs will remain in the top 50. So this means that when albums are very popular, they get a lot of streaming, they obviously have a lot of support from fans, they can fill large sections of the charts for multiple weeks because their fans just keep streaming, listening to those songs on Spotify, and Apple Music, and other streaming, and Pandora, and other streaming services. And that's something that charts have to deal with, that these are legitimately among the most popular songs of the week, even though they're not being pushed as a single by the label. And the chart has to decide, how do you deal with this support? Whether you're dealing with radio support that lingers long, whether you're dealing with large amounts of songs by the same artists from the same popular projects. All of these things can distort a chart and push out other songs that may be being pushed but aren't quite as popular. And so the question is, how does one go about doing this? And charts have to, the people who make charts have to make those decisions. How they account for album bombs, how they account for high levels of longevity because acts remain streamed and played on the radio for long periods of time. And these are things that can make it difficult for newer songs to rise to prominence simply because old songs refuse to go away. However imperfectly the Billboard Hot 100 does it, or the English charts do it, there are a few options that charts have, and it's something worth considering anyway. So what do you all think about it? I'm curious to see, what are your opinions about recurrency? Should there be a third level of super duper recurrency because of the success of Blinding Lights? Should album bombs remain all eligible to chart, or should the U.S. adopt a British system where only the top three songs are available? What are your thoughts on the matter? I mean, my own thoughts are generally that once you deal with questions of chart manipulation, that songs should be allowed to stay as long as they're popular, but I understand recurrency rules and I support the exceptions to those rules and believe that charts try to do fair in terms of providing an opportunity for newer songs that are being actively worked, despite the imperfections of the system, and despite the fact that some songs just can continue on about that. And so I'll leave it with you guys to think about that subject as well, and ask yourselves, how would you do it differently, or would you do it differently at all? In the meantime, stay safe, have a good day, and this is Nathan with Edge-Induced Cohesion, and as well as with Blessed Obscurity, hoping that you have a wonderful day there.